Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Mahunt. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Join Dr. Ava every Thursday evening on Elevated Places, where you will hear a message that will provide you with the tools needed to repair and uplift the spirit, moral character, and living condition of the black man and woman. Our call-in number is 347-324-5091. Or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Mahunt.
Assalamu alaikum and peace be unto you all. Welcome back to Elevated Places. It is so wonderful to be live and on the air after we had a little fiasco last Thursday with the Blog Talk website. But we are back tonight, and the only thing that makes Brother Terrence, Dr. Ridgely, and I happier than being with you and talking with you, the only thing that exceeds the joy of that is being able to yield to God's man, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Now, we are now on the 17th of September, and therefore we are literally 3 weeks away from Justice Sorrell's 10-10-15 in the mall in Washington, D.C. The response to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's Justice or Else tour has been absolutely overwhelming. And that tour will culminate this evening with a lecture, a message that he will deliver live this evening. In fact, the program should be starting any second, so we're not going to be on very long. Hopefully, you have downloaded your Justice or Else app onto your smartphone. JusticeOrElse.com. If you download the app, then you will have instant access to everything. And when you click the app, it gives you numerous options, one of which is the live webcast. And you can bring up the minister's lectures live. Also, you can listen and watch those that you may have missed or those that you wish to review. And so that program should be starting shortly. It will stream live, and prior to Minister Farrakhan coming up to the podium or close thereto, we're going to sign off and let you go and so that you and I can hear and see him. This should be the last stop back here at home in Chicago prior to Justice Sorrell's in Washington, D.C. So we're blessed to have with us our beloved co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, and our beloved analyst and contributor, Dr. Ridgely Muhammad, and our beloved sister program director, Rona Muhammad. And Rona has been a little bit, Sister Rona, under the weather. And yet and still, that did not stop her from making sure everything was in place and working properly and all set up for tonight. So, Brother Terrence, assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum salam, ma'am. How are you?
Well, I'm feeling good now that I'm sitting here in anticipation of the national representative of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who will speak live shortly from right here in Chi-Town.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, I'm doing great because I'm waiting to hear that. But right now, I am I'm just so excited about 10, 10, 15. I said, let me just go on over to D.C. Just let me feel the love of D.C. And not only did I come to D.C., I'm here at the Congressional Black Caucus Week. I said, let me go on and see my pastor. I had to come now to a Baptist church called Union Temple Baptist Church with Reverend Willie Wilson. So right now I am at Union Temple Baptist Church in D.C. with our great brother, Pastor Willie Wilson. And we're here tonight for a Justice on Elf Town Hall. We got our sister Erica Cotton from Black Lives Matter. Our brother student minister Carlos from Baltimore is on the panel. I mean, it's a packed house, brother. Our Reverend Willie Wilson's son is on the panel. So we're here to talk about Justice on Elf 10, 10, 15. And on tomorrow, Dr. Ava in D.C. at the Convention Center Room 201. Our brother Congressman Andre Carson will be having a panel tomorrow from 3 to 5 with our brother Jamal Bryant, who's running for Congress now. Our brother Roland Martin, who had the minister on his show, TV1. Reverend Yearwood, the Hip Hop Caucus, who I'm a part of, has endorsed 1010 Justice or Else. And we're going to, and Ross Barak is going to be on this panel. So it's hip hop and politics, but tomorrow it's going to be 1010 Justice or Else. Best believe that's what we're going to be talking about on that panel tomorrow. So I'm all excited. I'm happy. I'm on my tour, Act on Climate, for the Hip Hop Caucus. But every city I've been going, we've been drumming up 10, 10, 15. I was on the streets of D.C. today. I have this big banner. You know, you're supposed to be like, put it on your wall, but I'm literally wearing it like Flavor Flav used to wear clocks. So I got this big banner hanging off a keychain. And an African brother said, Farrakhan, Farrakhan, Farrakhan. Farrakhan, he said, I like Farrakhan. I love that man. Is he coming? Is he coming? I said, 10, 10, 15. So the people are excited about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. They're waiting. I got to jump on some of my folks in Virginia because the brother said, that's the first time I've seen some. Where is that? How can I get it? I said, justiceorelse.com. So we promoting everywhere we go. And I just want to say, Dr. Ava, as we get prepared for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I'm calling all of the listeners out. If you're on social media, I better see a video. I better see something saying that you support
that.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I'm tired of not seeing that, acting like it's not just a couple of days ago. We should be on fire. We should be excited. We should be like the Christians running down the aisles of the church when they praising the Lord. Well, Farrakhan is coming to town. So I need to see somebody do some Instagram, Snapchat, Periscope, Facebook, whatever you got. I need to see your face in the place because I'm posting every day as much as I can to make sure people know. Don't sleep and think that people just know. We got to go wake the people up for their rise and for the justice that we deserve. So 10, 10, 15 is the cry, and that's the conversation for today.
All praises due to Allah. We are 3 weeks away, and we can hear it in your voice and feel your spirit.
Man.
And you're right. You know, this is how we all should feel, because this is not an answer to a prayer. This is the answer to the prayer. This
That's
is
right,
the
sir.
Man of God in real time giving not only our people but every human being on this planet direct guidance from the Lord of the worlds. And
That's
it's
right.
almost impossible to, you know, fully comprehend the profound nature of what we are experiencing right now. So take this very seriously and yet be joyful and glad and bask in the sunlight of the knowledge that we are God's chosen, that He is poised to go to war over us.
That's
He
right.
loves us that much. And this man in our midst is the manifestation, the quintessence of Allah's love and mercy for us in our midst. So, Dr. Ridley, we definitely want to get some insight from our favorite contributor and analyst as the program gets in motion and before Minister Farrakhan comes to the rostrum. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridley.
Wa alaikum assalam. And I'm just like you all, I'm anxiously waiting to hear from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, so I can science up on what he just dropped. I cannot figure out what he's going to say. I can't go ahead of him because I don't know. Mm. And so I'm like, you waiting. But as soon as he drop it, I can say, whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is. So I'm just a cheerleader and waiting to see. Because he brings revelation in due time. In other words, he speaks into the time and to the events. And then he gives direct guidance from Allah, from God, as to what we should do in the middle of a war. They try to say that Farrakhan is trying to start a race war. We've been in a race war for 500 years.
Well,
so far, we've been losing. So
that's
we
right.
finally got somebody to give us proper guidance so we can turn the tide with justice or else and become the victor instead of the victim. So I'm just waiting for the general to come and give us our marching orders and for him to slay a few beasts with his tongue.
All praise is due to Allah. Yes, sir. Well, we're going to do our best to make up a little bit for what happened last Thursday, and we're going to see if we can get one or two callers in before we yield the floor to the only person really worth listening to in this hour, Minister Louis
right.
Farrakhan. And we have our beloved sister, Sister Ula, is calling in out of Cleveland, Ohio, where the minister was just a couple of weeks ago. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Oh, walaikum salam, Sister Ava. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, beloved. And you?
I am doing fine, sister. I did not see you on the stage in Cleveland.
I was sitting in the front row in the audience, my dear.
Oh, no wonder. I was looking for you on the stage.
I was with my beautiful family. Well, you should have seen me on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think
they
had a screen up, did they?
I don't
But
remember.
I wasn't there to be seen. I wasn't there to be
no,
seen. But you
no,
know, you should have known I was there because
I
came
I know,
in
that's right.
ahead yeah. to get things in place. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I just wanted to say that I missed you last week. I'm so glad
oh, yes,
you're back.
Ma'am.
And I had asked on the what they call it, Dr. Wrigley, that you have on Saturday. I'd asked about you.
Yeah, NOI-MOA.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I had asked about you on the NOI-MOA, and they told me the circumstances. And we know who is busy, and they're really getting busy before 10:15. So, inshallah, I encourage everybody to exercise. And stay away from a lot of white sugar and white flour. Salam alaikum.
Praise be to Allah. Ooh, alaikum salam.
Salam.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
You're ready to walk.
I am. I'm sorry?
I said we have to get ready to walk when we go to D.C.
That is an excellent point. Very briefly, Dr. Ridgely, maybe you can share with us a little bit on that point in terms of the physical preparation that
right.
to be engaging in, because it is going to be a very intense experience, no matter how it goes. And it is definitely going to require that we have a strong constitution and that we have energy.
Right. We have to walk because we don't know where they're going to stop the buses, how far, or how close we can get to the mall. Got to have your water. You know, and your own food. We should probably not buy anything from any of the vendors around there since they're not going to allow the nation and our vendors to set up. We should not support the rest of the local vendors there if they're going to shut us down. That means we've got to have our own water, our own food, and be ready to go for the whole day without water or food. So, you know, stock up in the morning like we have Ramadan, so that you will not be tempted to go out and purchase things from these surrounding vendors if the nation is not going to be able to vend anything or our affiliates. So we should prepare ourselves to go without for that day that we're there so that we'd be able to sustain ourselves without getting hooked up into the devil's technology up there. So we go out to walk.
And you
might have to run. You'll be ready. Do some walking. I'm doing some extra walking and bicycling. Like Sister Ula said, let's get ready.
That's right.
And I just want to say I agree with Dr. Ridgely that we have to get in the mindset. You know, we have to have our prayer, you know, be prayed up. We got to be fasted up. We got to be steady up. And the minister said one way when he first started his tour to prepare for 10-10-15 is to read those last couple of years of the speeches of Martin Luther King Jr. so we can kind of understand and get in the framework of what we're going to and what we're doing. And, you know, I add on to what Dr. Ridgely said because I am on a bus tour and I had to stop in different cities to eat. And one of the things I mentioned last week, a sister out of Chicago makes dinners, and I stopped in Chicago and had food on the road, so I didn't have to go into those kitchens. So as we're preparing that in 10-10-15, we need to continue that after 10-10-15, you know, start to get the staple goods and start to prepare food and start to exercise, start to walk, because we're not just in a spiritual war. As the minister said, at some point blood has to be shed, and we will have to fight. So we have to get in that mindset that this is not no cookout, this is not no holiday, this is not no fun time, this is justice or else. And that's the mode that we should come in, and we should come in with the warrior spirit. So we should come in with any inspirational videos that you have, any, you know, put on your headphones, whatever that is that gets you excited to go work out in the gym, to get you all hyped, get you excited. That's the mindset that we want to come to D.C., and we have to be the vanguard for our people, those that are awake and those that are conscious, so we can look out for our people as they're coming in droves to 10-10-15. I'm hearing about buses from all over the country coming, 5 and 10 and 20 buses here and there and coming from there. And like Dr. Richardson said, we don't know what they're going to do. If they have to stop the buses, then we're going to have to walk. So I know some of the civil rights leaders always talk about, well, we walk. Well, if they block our buses, we're going to walk too, but we're going to be at 10-10-15.
And remember, they walked 50 miles. When they talk about marching, they're talking 50 and 75 miles.
Literally.
And when you look back at the what I admire most when I look at the clips of the civil rights marches are the women. Those women are such an example to all of us, because when I look around today and see females out here in the street, half barely dressed, looking like they're wearing something they sleep in at home, and just get up and come out. I mean, just basically undergarments are being worn for clothes. And when I look at women like Coretta Scott King and others who came out in dresses and heels, these sisters had on heels. and were marching, and they were not weighing other than themselves. You know, because in those days we didn't eat big bags of potato chips and go to McDonald's and have Slurpees and all this sort of stuff. And so I love what both of you are saying about the physical preparation. Let us not take this lightly. And, you know, given that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Dr. Ridgely, has called for a boycott of Christmas as celebrated in the West, he said he did not say cancel Christmas. He said take it away from the white Santa Claus and give it back to Jesus.
That's right.
And bring a complete halt to all of this buying and the spending and partying and material acquisition of junk that goes on every December. I mean, just absolutely a slave's paradise, okay? Because right after that, you're right back in slavery. In fact, even deeper, because there's more debt. And we know slavery is debt. Debt is slavery. And so what he is saying is to replace the retailer's annual fundraiser, which is really what Christmas is.
If you
ever go in any mall, go to a shopping mall tomorrow or this weekend, and there will be barely anyone there.
That's right.
But starting on Black Friday, all the way through to the end of December, it will be packed.
That's
this
right.
is when they generate upward of 75% of their entire annual revenue. And so don't think we will not have a profound impact on these people if we will get our people. And we need to be moving among the people right now and talking to family and friends and tell them, we're not taking Christmas away from you. We want you to do it right. You're the one that said you're honoring Christ Jesus. Well, you don't honor him by lining up outside of liquor stores and getting drunk, getting high, eating pig, bringing trees into your homes and nailing them to the floor and draping lights and decorations. That's in the book of Jeremiah, as the minister's been reading to people around the country. And our people take it instantly because they've really been fed for nearly 100 years from the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And now the first ripe fruit of the coming of the Savior, of Master Father Muhammad, is among the people, bringing them the clearest message. And so as Muslims, now we have to be honest and say, okay, we don't go and buy the tree and the lights, but we spend plenty of money in this economy. The Muslims,
that's right.
We spend a lot of money in this economy. And so we have to be the example of how to live a good life. You know, the minister's taught on what fun is, what happiness really is. And he has told our brothers and sisters to gather around on the 25th of December and have dinner. Eat a meal made with organic food, cook a real dinner. And as he told the sisters, a lot of them are going to have Nana do the cooking, okay? Because they don't know. This young generation, a lot of them haven't even been in a kitchen. They're honest to God, they haven't even been in one except to throw the McDonald's bag in the trash, you know, and to get a big pop out the refrigerator, and that's about it. Or heat something in, God forbid, the microwave. And so he's saying, do something wholesome and loving. Make peace.
Right.
You know, December 24th, statistically, this is a reality. It's not my opinion. It's a fact. The highest number of suicides in this country take place on the 24th of December.
Wow.
Okay? And that is because people are depressed. Why are they depressed at this time of celebration? Because they don't have the means to indulge in all of this material foolishness that the enemy is throwing at us. You got women getting upset with their husbands and boyfriends. You didn't buy me this and you didn't buy me that. Children ordering their parents around, bullying them. If you don't give me them Jordans, I'm going to run away. So this is a time when a lot of people, and of course it's dark early, the days are short. That is why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad introduced Ramadan to us in the month of December as a mercy.
That's right.
And we know that when we are doing Ramadan, we're calm, we're serene. You don't have the lust and taste for these things because you don't indulge in them. See, the lust for the white man's way of life only comes out of engaging in his way of life.
Come on.
It's the act of doing it that makes you want it. If you stop doing it, then you'll stop wanting it. A lot of us think it's the other way around. I just can't help it. I just got to have those fries. Just try one day. One day going without. And then the second day, just take it a day at a time. And so we, all that to say, and I'm motivated by what Dr. Ridgey said, and I'm going to take a few more calls. What Dr. Ridgey said and Brother Terrence said about being ready, let's go to the mall as the vanguard, as the point people for withdrawal from the white man. Look, if we can't stop shopping in his stores, how are
Come
we going to have a separate state or territory of
Come
our
own?
Who's playing with who? Who's fooling who?
Come on now.
Who's being a hypocrite?
Come
we
now.
Can't stay out of his stores for a minute?
Mm.
And we're talking about leaving him entirely?
Mm. Come on now.
So we need to, honest to God, in fact, I told my daughters the other day, I said of yesterday, and I still ended up going, and I was inside the store because I needed a battery for my remote for my car needed a battery, the thing that opens your doors and turns on your car and all that. See how tied up?
Well,
so I said, I'm not going to no stores today. Okay?
Come on now.
And I almost made it, and then my little thing wouldn't lock, and the trunk wouldn't open, and blah, blah. And the next thing I know, I'm in his store. So, you know, you have to consciously, and what I should have done is said, I'll just sit and do it tomorrow. Because we have to start thinking in a different way than the way we think now. So let's go back to the phones. We've got Dr. Salam on the line. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Salam. As we wait for the honorable
salam,
Minister
family.
Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, yes. It's good to hear you all, too. I'm glad we were on and didn't have any technical difficulties. That's beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Ava, with the presentation you just did, you could go to any church and just repeat that. And
wow.
You could sit down after that. I mean, because that is so true. All of these holidays are of Shaitan. You know,
yes,
we
sir.
Got a Easter. Here's a Easter bunny, and we're serving rabbit eggs. I mean, all of that stuff. I mean, chicken eggs. Now, how is the Easter bunny going to lay chicken eggs? And then you color them. Well, one thing I like about the coloring of the egg, that old pale white egg don't look good until it gets burnt with that sun and put some more colors in. It's just raw pale. But I did tag you and Dr. Ridgely and Brother Flight Lieutenant. I asked him, would it be okay if I sat by the window on the wheel? And I put that out on Twitter. And I tagged you and Dr. Ridgely and Sister Rona, but I am just so happy at this time. And lastly, the Southern Region last week we had a fundraiser on the line, and I understand that the minister wanted all of the men in blue FOI uniforms and blue suits. Is that correct? This is what we were told.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Okay. It was just on the conference call. I thought maybe that he had announced that all the way. Well, look, I'm just glad to be aboard, and a brother flight lieutenant is leaning my way a little bit now, so I feel a little bit better about that. But look, I love you all. I love you all so much, and I just look forward to seeing
back.
The family there at 10:15. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And
so
unfortunately,
go ahead, sir. Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, if I'm on the mother plane, I ain't asking for nobody for nothing else. In other words, I'm going to be shut up, sit down, and keep my mouth quiet. I'm not going to be healthy, brother. That's fine.
I know that's
right.
Thank you, Dr. Salam. I love when I hear people talk about the mother plane because they. You know, you start to think of the reality of being on. Like, miss it. I want to be by the window. You know, cause, and I know when I fly, even now in commercial jets, I love window seats. I love to look out at the sky and just marvel at Allah. But I'm like you. I think I'm just gonna be quiet. If I make it on that bad boy, I'm gonna be quiet.
Hey, shoot,
please. Yes, sir. But we have Sister Marilyn who wishes to make a comment. And, again, hopefully you've all downloaded JusticeOrElse.com app onto your smartphone, and I've got it on my cell phone right now, and so I'm watching the speakers. This looks as though it might be the president of the university, and as soon as they announce the minister, we're going to sign off. But I want you to know, I mean, the clarity of the video, it's just fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Sister Marilyn, assalamu alaikum.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. I want to make it brief. I want to say this, I feel it's very important. It might be negative to some, but I think we are soldiers, and we must stand, even though we know Allah is going to protect Mr. Farrakhan. But we must still help. And what I saw on the Facebook one day, this whitey was standing up there with a rifle saying that, like, you know, he's had the effing thing with Farrakhan, this and that. It's going to be blood in October, Washington, and this and that. Then another one, he was with a Muslim group, too, I mean, an anti-Muslim group, and he was saying the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So I said, look,
yes.
Those that maybe didn't see that or whatever, they have to find a way to get in touch, because we have to really guard him. I mean, even though the guard is going to do it, we have to stand up to and be vigilant and look out for our brother. I mean, that's it.
Well, you know, we don't worship a spook god. And,
yes,
and
ma'am.
Allah works through. Allah, God, is a man, and
yes, ma'am.
His will is executed by men and women.
Definitely. That's
you know, and this is why we are taught and trained the way we are in the nation
yes,
of Islam.
Ma'am.
That's why the enemy fears the nation of
true.
Islam, because we are taught discipline first and
yes,
foremost.
Ma'am.
We are put on a regimen, a
mm-hmm.
diet, a way of living that helps
true.
Us think clearly,
okay?
Because as we're taught, the mother plane is made of a material that
mm-hmm.
is incredibly advanced, but over a period of time, the enemy has been able to develop weaponry that could damage,
oh,
even
wow.
destroy the mother plane. But guess what? As we are taught,
wow.
as Minister Farrakhan explained in the time and what must be done, they can never think faster than us.
Okay.
If
yeah,
we are
yeah.
in our right mind. See, every
that's
action
right.
is preceded by a thought.
Okay.
So the success of your actions are determined by the level of your thinking.
Okay.
And so if we are
right.
quick, fast thinking right down to modern times, I don't care
right.
what they bring. Okay?
Right.
We will see it and perceive it and think it
oh,
before
praise.
They reach
Lord.
For it. The Honorable
right.
Minister Louis Farrakhan said, between, he told the white man on time and what
mm-hmm.
must be done, between your finger and that button is Allah.
Okay.
Come on now.
Okay.
All right?
Oh,
so they'll never thing. Destroy the mothership because the pilots
well,
outthink them.
Oh,
okay?
That's right.
They can't finish forming a thought
okay.
before we already know what they're thinking. That's why in that epic battle or would-be battle that
mm-hmm.
took place back in the 60s
mm-hmm.
With the baby plane and an Air Force fighter
oh.
jet over
damn.
Cuba.
Mm.
Right.
And they got an order to shoot down what they called a UFO, which was one of the baby planes.
Okay.
And there were two pilots. And the one that survived said that the other one, the other plane, he said something came out of this UFO like a light.
Mm.
And it struck his
ooh,
partner's jet, and that jet vanished. Listen to what I'm saying. It didn't
okay.
disintegrate and pieces of it fall into
right.
the water. It vanished.
Into
thin air.
He said it disintegrate. It vanished. Okay.
It vanished. That's different. Because when something disintegrates, disintegrate. It's pieces
right.
that are
you
integrated
okay.
come apart.
Right. Okay.
But you still see the pieces.
That's true. Okay.
Okay.
But ma'am,
but
may I
when
say
something
this?
Vanishes, it
mm-hmm.
is no longer seen. No evidence of it exists.
Right. May
okay.
I say this, sister, please?
Yes, ma'am.
My son sent me, is on the Facebook, a video about 2 weeks ago with this big sphere. It looks round, and it's red and white, and it's dancing over his head. I mean, it stayed over his head for about 45 minutes. It jumped around. It turned around. It looked like it was doing a little dance. Then it was white. Then it was red. He said he knew that was the mother plane itself. It wasn't no baby plane. And when he sent me the tape, it was on Facebook on my page. I mean, sister, that thing was so big and over him. I mean, he always see them. He always send videos of them, so he's not lying. I'm just saying, is he chosen? What's going on?
Well, that's
powerful.
Do you
have any idea what it might
able,
be?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I'm serious. Do you think, you know what I'm saying? I see
well,
that.
Well, I can't. You know, I am not an analyst in that respect. I'm not
okay.
a spiritual analyst. But
okay.
I just think he should keep on keeping the faith and developing.
Yes, ma'am.
Because this generation, they are born to complete the Exodus. They are born to do it.
Okay,
yes,
might be one of his sons.
Well, thank you, beloved. Thank
but
you so
thank
much.
You all much. And I just want to say, everybody, just please be vigilant. You know, I used to be in the front when the minister came, you know, so even Madison Square Garden is a picture of me there, you know. So I'm so used to bodyguarding him, but I can't get out there. And I just said, we got to be 100% in tune.
Yes, ma'am.
And all that.
Yes,
love
ma'am.
Y'all. Okay.
Love you, too. Well, like. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Marilyn. So we got Brother Hoyle, and let me get him on. Brother Hoyle?
As-salamu alaykum, my sister.
Wa-alaykum
salam, Brother Terrence, and Brother Dr. Ridgely. As-salamu alaykum. I just want to let the believers know, and y'all, I mean, everything is wonderful. I missed y'all last week, and just let the believers know to, you know, get ready for 10:10:15. I don't have much to say. I just know that Allah is making all everything. He's putting everything in place, and like I said, we just get you know, warn the people. They're ready, you know, and Allah is making all the circumstances ready. So I just all I want to say is let's get ready, you know, and ready for 10:10:15. Praise be to Allah. I can't wait. I was telling Minister Anthony yesterday, I said, I mean, we're right up on it. I mean, it, you know, like he was saying one time, Sister Ava, you know, time is it's not a 24-hour day anymore. You know, time is much quicker. Time moves, you know. It seems like, you know, you lay down or do something and, you know, time moves real quick. So it's right up on us. So I just want to say, all the believers, have a safe trip there, and love to see y'all there. And inshallah, like I say, let's be like you all were saying, let's be in shape, let's eat right, let's fast. Like I said, don't eat a big bag of potato chips and a soft drink before you get there and fall out. But all praise is due to Allah. Yeah, it's good to hear from y'all, and I just can't wait for that day. As-salamu alaykum, family.
Alaykum salam.
Oh, my phone. What's on my
Thank you for calling into and listening to Ask Dr. Ava. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is now speaking. Please log on to justiceorelse.com/webcast. We are now ending our broadcast and turning and logging on to justiceorelse.com/webcast to listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Thank you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for listening to and participating in Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com www.facebook.com/elevatedplaces. If you have enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new world.